Hey Baba, before starting meeting, if you don't mind, I would like to recite Baba's prayer. O Parvati God, the preserver and protector of all, you are without beginning and without end, non-dual, beyond comparison, and none can measure you. You are without color, without expression, without form, and without attributes. You are unlimited and unfathomable, beyond imagination and conception, eternal and imperishable. You are indivisible, and none can see you but with eyes divine. You always were, you always are, and you always will be. You are everywhere, you are in everything, and you are also beyond everywhere and beyond everything. You are in the firmament and in the depths. You are manifest and unmanifest, on all planes and beyond all planes. You are in the three worlds and also beyond the three worlds. You are imperceptible and independent. You are the Creator, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of all minds and hearts. You are omnipotent and omnipresent. Your knowledge infinite, power infinite, and blessing infinite. You are the ocean of knowledge, all-knowing, infinitely knowing, the knower of the past, the present, and the future, and you are knowledge itself. You are all merciful and eternally benevolent. You are the soul of souls, the one with infinite attributes. You are the trinity of truth, knowledge, and bliss. You are the source of truth, the ocean of love. You are the ancient one, the highest of the high. You are Prabhu and Parmeshwar. You are the beyond God and the beyond beyond God also. You are Parabrahma, Allah, Ilahi, Yazdan, Auramanda, and God the Beloved. You are Jesus, the only one worthy of worship. Shiva. Friends, it gives me great pleasure to meet you today. Let me tell you on the outset that I am not a speech maker. I have prepared some talks from my experience with Baba for the last 53 years, and I hope to share them with you. So I will read them. Whichever you like, I will read them. First of all, this is a talk on New Humanity. I gave it first in New York on the Silence the Celebration of the Society of Avatar Mir Baba. And they liked it, and it was repeated at several other places also, so I think I would be the first here. Many of us today indulge in religion, not as a means to come closer to our Creator and the Creator's creation, but as an excuse for creating an unbridgeable gulf around us. In order to serve his selfish motives, man feels no hesitation to wage fierce wars, to indulge in cruelty, sadism, hatred and vengeance, to create artificial divisions and barriers, all in the name of so-called religion. To the mind of man, blinded and crippled by senseless indulgence in lust, greed and anger, formalized religion has become a rotten crutch to lean upon in times of adversity, a crutch which eventually helps it to reach, slowly but surely, the dead end of complete chaos and confusion. When this state of utter bewilderment is reached, the mind tries to find solace by leaning over so heavily on this crutch. The inevitable result is disaster, a total collapse of all its convenient religions, beliefs and practices, and the mind finding itself in a helpless and hopeless mess. The utter hollowness and hypocrisy which passes off by the name of religion at last stands exposed, and man, in his desperation, is left with no alternative but to cry out inwardly for divine help and intervention. It is when man thus becomes totally helpless and loses all hope of salvation that God invariably exercises his infinite compassion by descending once again into the domain of his own creation as the avatar or God-man. His eternal promise to creation to manifest when the wick of righteousness burns low is thus fulfilled. In its long and checkered history, God has never failed humanity in its hour of crisis and darkness, as witness his timely manifestations as Zoroaster, Abraham, Ram, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, and in this darkest of times as Meher Baba. To quote Avatar Meher Baba's own words, he says, "I have come not to teach but to awaken. Understand therefore that I lay down no precepts. Throughout eternity I have laid down principles and precepts, but mankind has ignored them. Man's inability to leave God's words makes the Avatar's teaching a mockery. Instead of practicing the compassion he taught, man has waged crusades in his name. Instead of living the humility, purity and truth of his words, man has given way to hatred, greed and violence. Because man has been deaf to the principles and precepts laid down by God in the past, in this present avataric form, I observe silence. You have asked for and been given enough words. It is now time to leave them. To get nearer and nearer to God, you have to get further and further away from I, my, me and mine. You have not to renounce anything but your own self. It is as simple as death, though found to be almost impossible. It is possible for you to renounce your limited self by my grace. I have come to release that grace. I repeat, I lay down no precepts. When I release the tide of truth which I have come to give, men's daily lives will be the living precept. The words I have not spoken will come to life in them. I veil myself from man by his own curtain of ignorance and manifest my glory to a few. My present avataric form is the last incarnation of this cycle of time. Hence, my manifestation will be the greatest. When I break my silence, the impact of my love will be universal and all life in creation will know, feel and receive of it. It will help every individual to break himself free from his own bondage in his own way. I am the Divine Beloved who loves you more than you can ever love yourself. The breaking of my silence will help you to help yourself in knowing your real self. All this world confusion and chaos was inevitable and no one is to blame. What had to happen has happened and what has to happen will happen. There was and is no way out except through my coming in your midst. I had to come and I have come. I am the Ancient One." Course over. Many of us whose good fortune it was to have been with Meher Baba and viewed the different phases of his advent feel that another very active phase of his work has been unfolding in the short time since he gave up his physical form. Baba gave us many hints and even direct statements about this period of his working with his lovers, but at that time they seemed insignificant or puzzling, for we had no idea what the future would hold. But now, in the short period since Baba gave up his body, we have seen many of those statements come to pass. During the last few years, when Baba was physically with us, he was besieged with requests from his lovers for his darshan, to grant them just a few moments in his presence. Up until the time of the last darshan in 1969, Baba turned down the request. "What is there in seeing my physical form?" Baba would gesture to the mandali. "This is the real thing," and he would make the sign for his universal work. "Through this," he continued, "my lovers will come to know and see me as I really am." At other times, Baba gestured, "Wait until you see my gems, they will come." But none of us were quite sure what he was referring to. Then Baba began to make plans and give out detailed instructions for the last darshan. And those around him thought that he was finally going to honor his lover's wish to have his darshan, his physical darshan. But as we came to know when Baba dropped his body in January 1969, he had planned a different type of darshan, not the least lacking in his presence, but, as he frequently told us, one given in silence, the silence of his physical absence, but strong spiritual presence. For this darshan, he had awakened and drawn to him a whole new group of lovers from the West. These people had never met Baba, but had been touched by his love through a picture, one of his sayings, or by just hearing his name. In them we sense the deep, almost intuitive understanding of Baba, and in their growing love for Baba, we saw many of the things that Baba said about the last darshan come to life. Those of us who had been with Baba were quickly faced with a flood of questions about him. What were his gestures like? What is Mer Baba's universal verb? Did Baba like mangoes or papayas better? In no time we realized that the story of his life can never be completely told, and that our descriptions of his ways and his beauty can never capture the way that he was. But despite our own ignorance and our limited descriptive ability, we were able to relate the basic things that Baba would want from one of his lovers, as he was always direct and simple when it came to how he would like us to live. Perhaps above all, Baba stressed to us most that if we were so fortunate to desire to accept him as our master, then we should be complete in our commitment. Baba never liked it when someone would stand on the threshold half attached to him and half holding back, as it makes it more difficult for him to help and guide us. Mer Baba frequently stressed our commitment to him is not for his benefit, but for ours. Our faith and love for Baba is never going to add to what he is. Yet, he is always ready to help us, as his purpose in coming is to answer our cries to be delivered from helplessness and ignorance and established in his boundless love. If we commit ourselves to Baba, our lives will take on a new form. Reorganized with him at the center as the guiding master and focus of all that we do. When we give our lives to him, he carefully reorganizes them and then gives them back to us. He then begins his work of using many of the commonplace events in our lives like a thorn to root out the vast range of desires in our hearts that keep us from him. Baba not only drew to him many new lovers from the West, he has also provided for them to live such a life under his guidance. Many have taken up one of the fields of service that Baba has spoken of in an effort to serve him by serving others through medicine, education and art. But in aiding others, Baba always cautioned that the help should be given without any thought of self. Otherwise, we are creating bindings for ourselves and for those whom we are serving. Baba stressed that in wanting to serve him, the most important thing is our motive or intention. Then any good work, when done in the right spirit, becomes service to him. But anything we do for Baba is just an active response to the love that he has released and allowed us to feel. For without him and his love for us, love would not exist, and there would be no chance to love him as the divine beloved. Perhaps we are heading into the period that heralds the birth of a new humanity that has been described in the following words by Mer Baba, quotes, "As in all critical periods of human history, humanity is now going through the agonizing travail of spiritual rebirth. Great forces of destruction seem to be dominant at the moment, but constructive and creative forces which will redeem humanity are also being released through several channels. Although the working of these forces of light is chiefly silent, they are eventually sound to bring about those transformations which will make the further spiritual advance of humanity safe and steady. It is all a part of the divine plan, which is to give to the hungry and weary world a fresh dispensation of the eternal and only truth." Quotes over. Again, these are the words of Avatar Mer Baba. May each one of us hearken to his words in our hearts and in our lives. Jai Baba. Any questions?
In your life of following Baba, have there ever been times when it's been really difficult to follow Baba?
When it is difficult to follow him?
Yes.
No. Difficult, yes, but not it was so that we could ignore it. Sometimes his orders or his instructions were difficult to follow, but when we had the will to follow, it was easy to follow.